All right, turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 6. Give me a little bit more volume if you don't mind. Acts chapter 6 today. Familiar passage, and I referred to this passage just a couple months ago. I spoke extensively on the role of a deacon in the message back, I think it was March the 9th. And so if you have not heard that, you need to listen to that. That's a very detailed message on the role of a deacon. But today, since that time, we voted in three new deacons as a church body. And to be ordained a deacon of a Baptist church is a great honor. However, none of us are to look upon this office as a position of honor only. They are to feel the office of a deacon. It's not just a title. Someone said it this way, if a man is what he ought to be, then he will do what he ought to do. And a deacon's going to do something. Amen? And they're not just going to sit on their blessed assurance and do nothing. I had to include that because that was one of our songs. Okay, these men will learn very quickly that being a deacon is a place of service. It's a place of responsibility. It will take work. It's going to take dedication on their part. We as a church body have examined their character. They each have a wonderful, loving relationship with their wives. Let me introduce them. Jean, would you stand? Hannah, would you stand? Mariah, would you stand? Let's give them a big hand, all right? Praise the Lord for their wives. They are loving fathers to their children. Do we have any of their children? No, I guess all the children are not in the service right now. You know, these guys have been faithful. They're men of integrity and humility, striving to be spirit-filled. They are prayer warriors for our church family. And they are supporting our church financially by tithing their income. I have observed their wisdom in certain situations. I know each of them to be a servant. I thought of Tim and how he's a helper in our teen department, serving under Pastor Colton. And he's about to start teaching our Shining Light Connection group downstairs on Sunday morning. And he's going to be a great blessing to that class. Kyle, you've served as a worker in Teen Kid, and you are part of the Pathfinders Connection group. You're also part of the Young Couples Connection group. And Kyle's done multiple projects around the church to help beautify our facilities. He knows how to repair things, electrician, things like that. And he's very good at doing those things. And then Jeremy, you've been a great blessing to us in that sound room, brother. And some of y'all didn't even know Jeremy was up there, do you? That's a good thing, right? You're not supposed to notice the sound man, okay? But Jeremy's been up there serving faithfully. Remember we had the big tree come down in the creek? He cut up that tree, and his little daughter Maddie helped him. What a blessing. And then just recently, we had a guy come in and help us install the internet and do all the wiring throughout the attics. It was a job, and Jeremy was a great blessing in that. And he attends the Shining Light class downstairs on Sunday. You know, as I look over the qualifications of a deacon that are found in Acts 6, 1 Timothy 3, our church wholeheartedly believes these men are qualified. We voted as a church family on March the 23rd for Tim and Jeremy. And then we voted on May the 18th, just 2 weeks ago, for Kyle to set them apart as deacons. I'm going to give my charge to these three men. They're sitting here on the front row. There was a problem in the early church. The widows were being neglected in food distribution. And from this passage, we see three responsibilities that deacons have. Number one is to be an assistant to your pastor. Look at verse 2, the last part. It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. I'm often pulled in so many directions that I'm not able to spend adequate time in prayer, seeking God's agenda for our church, and the study of God's word. That is my primary responsibility. Now, I need help with all the other tasks. The New Testament church at Jerusalem experienced some great growth. And the apostles, who were the leaders of the church at that time, they weren't able to do it all. It was impossible for them to do it. So they got caught up and they were so occupied with this distribution of food that they were neglecting prayer and the study of God's word. So the apostles led the church to select the first deacons to take on some of those responsibilities, those practical responsibilities from their shoulders. Look at verse 4. It says, "But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." There are tasks that someone else can do in the church. Now, there are some tasks that only the pastor can do. Therefore, the deacon was and is to be an assistant to the pastor. Serve under my leadership, supporting the ministry and helping me in any way possible. I'm looking forward to the insight, the feedback that these men will give me. And we're on the same team. We're striving together for the sake of the gospel. Can I hear an amen right there? We're not supposed to be fighting against each other. We're on the same team, pulling the same direction. Number two, not only to be an assistant to your pastor, but be a servant to this congregation. Look at verse 3. "Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business, ministering to the sick and hospitalized." I'm just giving you some practical things that they do. Visiting shut-ins, the widows, the orphans, being there for the bereaved during their time of death, having a love and concern for the unsaved and the unchurched in our community, being a part of outreach efforts here at the church, welcoming new folks into our church, making them feel welcome, helping in ministries that God has called them to serve in, helping to administer the ordinance of the Lord's Supper and helping with baptism, promoting unity and peace in the church. These things are so important. Meeting the physical needs of the family of God, helping set up, clean up after activities, ministering as a servant. Deacon means servant. The word literally means kicking up dust. That means when you get around a deacon, you're going to be left in the dust, amen? They're going to be doing something for God. A deacon is one who eagerly serves and does whatever needs to be done. I've told you before, a lazy deacon is an oxymoron. It doesn't make any sense. And so a true deacon is willing to help wherever he's needed. All right, that's number two. Number three, men, be a witness to this world in the life that you live. Be an assistant to your pastor. Be a servant to our congregation. Be a witness to this world. Look at the first part of verse 5. "And the saying pleased the whole multitude." Wow, the selection of deacons pleased everybody. That's saying a lot. Here is a church that was in conflict. They had a murmuring, complaining culture, but now they're suddenly happy again. And they're reunited in love and purpose. This unity got people's attention in the church and also outside the church. It was amazing. You say, "Preacher, what happened?" Look at verse 7. "And the word of God," what's the next word? Are you there with me? "And the word of God increase," there you go, "and the number of disciples multiplied." In other words, many were added to the church because of the witness of these good men. The word of God increased, the importance of unity. Hey, it cannot be overstated. God cannot work effectively in a church that is at civil war. We can't be against each other. And that's what was happening in Jerusalem. And to countless other churches through the years, they've gone through battles like that. I want to remind you, men, you're being set apart to be a deacon, a servant, to solve problems, not create them. Be spirit controlled. Control your tongue. Avoid gossip. Avoid slander. Avoid conversations that do not edify the body of Christ. Don't let people use you as a pawn to get their way. Spend time alone every day with Jesus. Be led by the Spirit. Put Jesus first. Ask for wisdom every day. Be willing to change if God is leading change in our church. Keep loving your wife. Pray with her every day. Serve the Lord together. Live a holy, blameless life above reproach, and others will take notice. inside and outside the church. You got to be real. Shine the light of Jesus everywhere you go and be a witness to the world. Tim, Jeremy, and Kyle, I want to charge you today to be an assistant to your pastor. Be a servant to this congregation and be a witness to the world. Now, our deacons have a responsibility to the church, but our church also has a responsibility to these deacons. So now, congregation, listen up. This is for you. Here's the charge to our congregation. Number one, pray for them. Pray for Chase, Tim, Jeremy, and Kyle. The New Testament church was born out of prayer. Following the ascension of Jesus, when he went back to heaven after his resurrection, what'd they do? The followers of Jesus, 120 of them, they gathered in the upper room to what? To hear preaching? To sing? They might have sung. But what was their primary purpose? To pray. And they prayed until the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost. And boy, God blessed. Peter preached. 3,000 people were saved, baptized, added to the church that day. Just as the church was born out of prayer, it goes forward in prayer. How many believe that? Hey, it was born in prayer, the church was. It goes forward in prayer. Church, let's pray for these men. If we depend on prayer, we get what God can do. And I still believe with God, all things are possible. Amen? So let's keep praying. We desperately want what God can do. There are times when our deacons are going to be confused. They're going to be hurt. They're going to be troubled. Please pray for them. Number two, church, we need to encourage them. Being an assistant to the pastor, a servant to the church, and a witness to the world is not an easy task. They're going to spend some long hours fulfilling their responsibilities. They're going to wrestle with difficult problems and situations. They're going to receive criticism, many times from the ones closest to them. They're going to battle Satan in spiritual warfare. They are going to get weary. They need our encouragement. Hey, isn't it good to have some encouragers around in your life? Mark Twain one time said, I can live 3 months on one good compliment. Amen? How many that way? Words of encouragement are big in my book. There is enough discouragement in the world without us adding to it. So may God make each one of us an encourager to Chase and Lakin, Tim and Jean, Jeremy and Hannah, Kyle and Mariah. Number three, follow their example. Pray for them, encourage them, follow their example. This church should follow our deacons as they follow the leadership of the pastor, as I follow the leadership of the Lord. You see how that works? And our deacons are faithful. Our deacons are able. They're teachable. They love to serve. They have a heart for people. They love me and they're loyal to me as their pastor. Tim and Jeremy and Kyle meet the qualifications of a deacon that are found in God's Word. They've proven themselves in character, servanthood, and wisdom. They're allowing the Holy Spirit to control their lives, and they love Jesus first and foremost. And I think they love this church family too, and they want to see this church thrive. This church is blessed to have four godly and gifted deacons. Church, will you commit to praying for them? Will you commit to encouraging them? Boy, that's not a good response. Will you commit to praying for them? Will you commit to encouraging them? Will you commit to following their example? Amen. I'd like to have Tim and Jeremy and Kyle come forward at this time. You say, preacher, I wish you'd preach that short every week. Amen. This is an important time. And really, I just want to charge these men. They understand the responsibility. Then I just want to charge the church. And, you know, we're praying for the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace in the days ahead. And I'm looking forward to great days. I just want to ask these men 6 questions. And they will respond, and then we'll have the laying on of hands. Number one, men, do you promise to be a servant? First to Jesus, and then to your church. As long as you're an active deacon. Number two, do you promise to be an assistant to your pastor and do all you can to support me as God's leader here at Gospel Light? Amen. Do you promise to be a witness to the world through the life that you live? Amen. Do you promise to be consistent in your study of the Word of God, showing yourself to prove, approved and a workman unto God? Amen. Do you promise to maintain your beliefs in the Baptist doctrine and our church's statement of faith? So important. And then finally, do you promise to live up to the qualifications of a deacon found in 1 Timothy 3 and Acts chapter 6? All right. If y'all could kneel down, I'm going to ask our ordination council. We're going to gather around Tim first. Now, this is significant in God's word. As we lay our hands on these men's heads and pray, we are affirming their call to serve as disciples of Jesus. It's a beautiful picture of partnership. They're embarking on a ministry that God's called them to do. We are following this biblical example of setting apart Tim, Jeremy, and Kyle for their service as deacons. There's nothing in us that enables them to do the work. Y'all, where does the enabling come from? It comes from God. It's through the power of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to pray over each man individually. Pastor Earl's going to lead us in prayer over Brother Tim.